Welcome, everyone, to the Goddess Vibration Podcast. This is Allie.
And this is Tiara.
We have a question for all of you who are tuning in today. Have any of you ever experienced psychosis, or in this case, spiritual psychosis? Or have any of you ever even considered that it's a thing? Because we came across a TikTok, or I came across a TikTok the other day, where this guy was saying that in the last 18 months, spiritual psychosis has increased by like 50% or something crazy like that. And I sent it to Tiara and I was just like, and we've been wanting to talk about this for a while. And Tiara was like, I think it's time. It's time that we talk about spiritual psychosis and spiritual bypassing, what it looks like, how we get lost in it, and how it really can alter one's reality.
So just to clarify, like, the whole concept of spiritual psychosis is relatively new. Like, I don't think spiritual psychosis is something that has been defined in the psychological DSM manual that I'm aware. So it's kind of tied into like the whole spiritual awakening and healing process and how like the mind can get lost in it. So spiritual psychosis is a state where intense spiritual experiences can lead to different types of psychological distress, whether we're talking confusion, delusion, a disconnection from reality, hallucinations. Like, for whatever reason, the mind just gets lost in it and can't differentiate like the spiritual delusions and hallucinations from actual true physical reality. And I have seen a couple people kind of like tilt into this a little bit, like just people I've met online who were going through their own spiritual processes or awakening. And like, I remember talking to a couple of people who were like, yeah, I'm this divine being and I'm like a God being and I channel information from the gods and like, you know, I'm purity and I'm here to guide the masses. And so then when I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome. How's your healing journey going? What have you discovered about yourself? Like, are you going to join us for, you know, this chat session that we're going to be having? And then they're just like, well, I don't need those. And I'm aligned with the Most High and the divine beings of light and that stuff. I don't work through that stuff. I know who I am. And like, I feel like the deeper aspects of what spirituality is, which is that deeper shadow aspect of healing, kind of gets discarded. It gets lost. Or when they start going into it, it kind of compounds the negative stuff that's already there and it feeds off of itself, leading to mental distress. So spiritual psychosis is a very complex and delicate thing. And I'm glad we're having this discussion, because having sort of tilted into that myself, I think there's a lot that we need to talk about too, so that people recognize and understand when they start tilting into that aspect of the mind and start getting lost in what it really means to be on a spiritual journey, if that makes sense.
This gentleman of the TikTok that I found really broke it down in a really interesting way, where I found it to be relatable, but I also feel like he described it in a way that really helps you understand what spiritual psychosis really is. And as just playing off of what Tiara just said, the way that he really described it was, we have the awakening and we feel really good, or we might even feel really confused, so we seek to understand. And there's no problem with seeking to understand. Actually, I think seeking to understand is a very crucial part of the spiritual journey. But the way that he broke it down was, people are seeking to understand and they are trying to develop their psychic abilities and they're trying to learn as much as they can. And, you know, you kind of just get enamored by the whole experience. And Tiara and I have been there. We've kind of became obsessed with it. And it's just like every day, it's just like, oh, what else can I learn? Like, let's discover more. Oh my God, this is so fascinating. This is so cool. But the way that he described it was, if you do this stuff and if you don't pure your mind, body, soul, spirit, if you don't clean it, then just like what Tiara said, some of this information that you get, especially if you have darkness inside of you, that darkness is going to attach to the new information that you're introducing to your body, to your nervous system. And what happens is because you're not doing it from like this very pure, cleaned space, because you have our bodies store emotions, our bodies store trauma. And so when you're doing all of this, like discovering all these new things and you want to learn all these things and you're introducing it, what happens is that it will get attached to the darker aspects of yourself that are not healed or have not been brought to your attention or you have no self-awareness to. And so it just, that information that you're learning and introducing attaches to the unhealed parts of you or the shadowy parts of you. And so what happens is that it will start to amplify. It will start to amplify and you start to question more things about your reality. And you have to be careful with this kind of stuff because it can essentially lead to a form of psychosis.
So she's absolutely right. And I want to briefly go through what spiritual psychosis can look like because it's kind of got like different features. And it's not that dissimilar from standard psychosis. It's just, it seems to be triggered from spirituality and going down that spirituality rabbit hole specifically. So delusions and hallucinations seem to be like the primary feature of it. And it's usually for whatever reason tied to like sensory experiences that people have, like hearing voices or seeing things that are tied to religious or spiritual beliefs. Now, I know that people have spiritual gifts, like me and Allie are channelers. So we know that that's a thing and we know that that's real. And I've heard of some people that can see spirits or see angels or, you know, entities and beings. So like, you know, I don't question that people can do that. It just, what happens is it gets to a point where people can't distinguish between that and their own thoughts, right? And they can't tell if what I'm seeing is a spiritual entity or if this is a real being that I'm seeing. Like, you know what I mean? So obviously something like that can overlap with other conditions like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. So again, it's just, you have to be careful with some of this stuff because it can get quite complex. And I have seen some circles mention something called a spiritual emergency or a spiritual emergence, where like the experience can be confused with psychosis, even though this person is having like a real genuine spiritual experience. So we have to keep that in mind too when we're having this conversation, because according to psychology and medicine, everything we're talking about is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So I just want to just make that distinction too, because like, you know, it's, we're talking about stuff that's not traditional. We're talking about stuff that's considered very woo-woo. But, you know, here we do believe that spiritual experiences are a real thing. So again, I wanted to make that distinction in having this conversation.
So let's go down the rabbit hole of what spiritual psychosis is. And this is going to tie in with the false ascension matrix. This is going to tie into a lot of different conspiracy theories. Now, we're not going to go deep down the rabbit hole that deeply in this episode specifically, but I do think it's important for people to be aware of the types of things that can happen. And I know we're going to talk about Tiara's experiences because she has been on the brink of psychosis more than once. And through her experiences, we're really hoping that we can reach our audience and help you guys and figure out, like, you know, some of the red flags. You know, I would love for Tiara to talk about, like, how she stopped herself from actually experiencing psychosis. Like, what were some of the tips and tricks that she might have up her sleeve? Because this is very serious. And another part of psychosis that we're actually seeing is actually even coming out of AI, because AI is advancing faster than any of us probably imagined. And people are using it for their therapists. People are using it for spiritual teaching. They use it for, like, timeline work. They use it for all of this stuff. And I'm not saying that AI isn't intelligent. I'm not saying that AI doesn't offer people something. It absolutely does. But at the same time, it's a code. It's a man-written code. And how do you know that the information that you are getting is accurate? It's you need to find balance with this stuff, with the information that you're getting, which is why I'm going to go back to the most important gift, I guess you could call it, discernment. People need discernment. People, I get it. The world is ugly right now. It just is. And people are looking for the light. People are looking for something positive. People do want to work on healing, but, you know, obviously resources are limited. People are struggling financially. And so they're turning to AI. And, you know, they're turning it into their therapist, their spiritual teacher, their mentor, boyfriends, whatever. It's absolutely crazy. Now, I've never touched AI to this day. I still have never touched it. I haven't downloaded it. I don't even know how to use it. But I have seen what people are doing with AI. And people are going into psychosis because of it. And, you know, I think we are starting to see some of the darker sides of AI because people are becoming so reliant on it. People don't want to think for themselves. And I think when people don't want to think for themselves, that's, you're more susceptible to getting lost in psychosis because you don't want to put in the work. I get it. You're burnt out. But there are so many dangers that are tied to everything that's happening on the planet, and we need to talk about it.
So for whatever reason, a lot of people, not everyone, but it seems like one of the telltale signs of spiritual psychosis often is people who have delusions of grandeur, where they think that there's some type of really important divine being. Like, I've seen people think that they are Jesus, think that they are God, think that they are some specific entity or being, and they think that they have this significant importance and everyone needs to know and see and understand that they're this or that they're that. And it kind of gives them this really expanded, heightened sense of superiority, and that can be dangerous. And for whatever reason, AI kind of like is feeding off of that with some people. So I've seen examples of people talking to AI, like, about them and who they are. And I don't know why people do this, but people go to AI and they're like, hey, can you read my Akashic records, or can you tell me what my spiritual significance here is on this planet? And for a long time, AI has kind of done this thing where it sort of validates you, and it validates anything and everything you say, especially if it's about yourself, because that's kind of what it's programmed to do. So people would go to AI and they would say, I think I am this significant, important being. can you read my energy and tell me if this is true? And AI is going to say, oh, absolutely. You're the reincarnation of Jesus. You are this great, powerful, immaculate being, and everyone needs to know that. And that stuff is triggering so much distortion and psychosis in people because people believe this. I don't know why people believe this stuff. It's AI, right? Like, it's coding. It can't read your Akashic records. It's not intuitive. It's not any of those things. But for whatever reason, people just latch on to this stuff. And I'm thinking that's part of the reason why we're seeing such an increase in psychosis, is because AI is validating the psychosis in people, and it's getting out of hand. Now, fortunately, like, OpenAI had the wherewithal to put in some safeguards around that, but I just question how effective that's going to be, because spiritual psychosis does extend beyond those kinds of delusions, right? So apparently it's supposed to, like, redirect you to mental health resources if it detects any hint of delusion. Don't know how effective that's going to be, but this is some of the stuff that we've been seeing. And I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because if you're on some type of spiritual journey, you need to be aware of how AI can influence your path and how it could potentially distort and confuse and misdirect you.
I'm so happy that you said that AI is literally built to just validate you and tell you what you want to hear, because I feel like so many people lose sight of that, or maybe people don't even know that's what AI is programmed to do. Now, I don't think AI is completely programmed around validating you, but I do believe that there's truth behind it. And something else that I have really seen, and Tiara, I kind of want to get your input on this, is I know a ton of people are using AI for tarot readings. And I know a few people who use it for that. And they've all have said, it's so intuitive. Like, it resonated so deeply with me. And
right.
I would love to know your take on what you think is going on.
So you have to understand that specific tarot cards have specific meanings, right? Like, outside of using your intuition, each card has a basic meaning. And so it's not hard to take some cards and know what the basic meanings are and say that to someone. And yeah, it's probably going to resonate, because again, each card does have a specific set of definitions, potential meanings that doesn't change. Like, it never changes. There's, at the base core level, each card has a distinct meaning. So even without intuition, you can come up with a definition or a basic reading for someone, and they're either going to understand what it's saying and kind of pick in their own mind how it relates to their life, or, you know, it's going to resonate in some way. The piece that's intuitive is knowing what meaning the card is indicating and how to weave it together into a narrative that allows the person to shift the way they need to. And that's the piece that I think gets missed in AI, because AI isn't going to be able to intuit, right? Like, it's just going to give you the basics. And yeah, that's probably going to resonate. But how are you going to take that information and apply it into your life so that you can make the necessary shifts? And that's the piece that I think gets missed when people are going to AI for readings, at least in my humble opinion. Does that make sense?
So if any of you have actually listened to our ayahuasca episodes, this particularly, I believe, the second part two, I wanted to go down the rabbit hole around integration, because the integration piece is the most important piece of healing. If you do not integrate this information, you are not going to shift your nervous system. You are not going to shift your frequency. And Tiara is right. Like, AI is just a tool. it's any divination tool. It's like, it's similar to a divination tool, right? It's like we use it to gather information, but it's not one. No divination tool, including AI, is 100% accurate. Nothing is ever going to replace your natural instinct, because your soul knows. Your soul knows. No, nothing out there knows your soul's history better than your own soul. Now, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, meaning that your human body is just a vessel that your soul resides in. And that's why they say, like, the spiritual journey, you need to go, like, deeper into your healing journey, because it's like the soul knows. Your subconscious knows things that the conscious mind doesn't know. It's just we are not connected to our inner selves. And so even AI is not going to be 100% accurate, and people just feed off of this stuff, like Tiara said. And it's like they just are like, oh my God, I'm reincarnated Jesus in this lifetime, and I have this huge mission, and I need to step up and be in this being and, you know, basically try to get a following and have people follow you into wherever you think the mass population needs to go. I have questions about that. My question is like, well, how do you know that? Because AI told you? I mean, how valid of a source is that?
It's not. And then, of course, you know, people take that, they run with it, they don't do any of the deeper healing. So eventually they get to a place where the darkness within them starts to feed off of that. And that's when they start to spiral and struggle with truth versus falsehoods. And I kind of get the impression that a lot of the delusions that come up are tied to some of the wounding that's already there. So, like, in my experience, I did have the whole delusion of grandeur, because I thought I was, like, at a higher frequency than I actually was, which I have seen amongst other people. So I know that that's a thing. I also had an experience when I was doing shrooms, where I was just kind of taking the whole healing thing to an extreme, where I was like, well, I got to find all the bad stuff. I got to figure out, you know, what's wrong with me. I have to figure out how to fix myself. And I was like digging and digging and digging, like just like mentally and emotionally under like the shrooms. It was like microdosing. And I remember getting to a point where I was like, I found some of the wounding that was there that was from prior lifetimes that was tied to paranoia. Like, I know oftentimes in psychosis, people struggle with paranoia. And I kind of stumbled into that, where I got paranoid that everyone I knew, all the beings, all the entities were out to destroy me. Like, I was near convinced that the whole scheme was for my downfall so that someone else could take my place, like convinced, right? And I remember sitting there and being like, I don't know how I did this. I think because I was under the shrooms, there was maybe some aspect of protection there, because I had the ability to channel. So I think what I ended up doing was sort of still having that sliver of consciousness and connection to reality. I sort of was like, wait, I think I'm starting to get into delusion or psychosis. Let me just take a step back here. Let me just sit here for a minute. And then I called upon an entity that is a guide. And I remember Allie, because this guide is also connected to Allie. And I remember Allie validating that entity had mentioned coming over to me to like keep me from spiraling. And I just called out. I was just like, hey, I need help. I need help here. Just, hey, can, and called out to this specific being. And I was like, hey, can you just like come over here and just make sure I'm not losing my shit? Like, I need help. So she ended up coming over and sort of like taking my hands and just kind of like giving me a little bit of clarity. And I was like, whew, okay. I wasn't sure. I needed someone else to help me and make sure that I wasn't fully spiraling into insanity. So she kind of guided me out of that. And I'm fortunate that I had that ability to do that. But it's very, very tricky, because if there isn't a piece of you or aspect of you that is still firmly grounded in reality, it's easy to get lost in it, and easy to spiral into full-blown psychosis and just think that everyone is out to get you, that everyone is out for your downfall, that they're hunting for you, that they're looking for you, that they're watching you everywhere. It's super easy to get lost in that. So I don't necessarily have any tips for how to maintain a specific grasp with reality. I would really advise, if you're going to do like the healing, or like if you're trying to find what's there, like the wounding, that you do that with professional support, a guide or a coach or a shaman. Like, I really don't recommend going that deep by yourself. I just don't. Like, yeah, I did it. But again, I would not recommend anyone else do that. So if you are on a journey and you're like wanting to do the deeper stuff, I just don't do it by yourself. Get some type of support, and that's going to really help you, especially if you start to feel like you're spiraling or sliding into delusion or psychosis, because that second set of eyes is huge. Because once you slide in, you're not going to know the difference. You're not going to know that you're in psychosis and delusion, but another person will. So that's why we're always promoting on here community, support, coaching, guidance, like working with someone. So that would be my recommendation for anyone else who's interested in really seeing what's there in the darkness and your shadow. Just make sure you've got a second set of eyes with you at all times.
And unfortunately, so many people don't do that. Tiara and I often talk a lot about how fortunate we are that we had each other, because we kind of kept each other in check. And we realized the importance of our relationship, our friendship, through that support, because spirituality is dark. It can/is dark. And I know that I don't want to sound arrogant when I say this, but I often question where Tiara would be today if we didn't have each other, but more so if she didn't have the support of me and my guides. And through us working together for as long as we've been working together, we realize the importance of community. We realize the importance of having someone walk this journey with you. Because Tiara and I have both been there. Both of us. We both have big egos where we like to be self-sufficient. I'm a hyper-independent. Tiara is an independent. And so for us, it's just to fuel. It would basically came from like an ego place too. Like, but for both of us, we would often say, oh, we can do it ourselves. Like, we don't need help. And that's really when the universe kind of shoved different healers in front of my face. We've talked about how to find a good healer. I talk about some of those experiences in that episode. And the universe was always there to point out to me, no, you really can't do it by yourself. And it was a very humbling experience. And honestly, I'm so thankful that I took the plunge on so many different healers at the point of my journey, because I do realize the importance of another person's perspective, another person's opinions, learning from those people. Like, I will always be a perpetual learner, always, because everyone has something to offer. Everyone. Even if you don't have the best experience with another person, there's still things to learn. Everyone you meet, everything is a learning opportunity. And the more that, you know, you're open, and the more that you are willing to be the student amazing things can happen in your life. Absolutely amazing things. And I've been so fortunate that that's a lot of what traveling has taught me. And I still use it to this day. I am constantly meeting people that I'm learning from. And that's really an importance of human connection, connecting with people, just having conversations. And I know that there's been predictions about a global blackout. And I remember telling Tiara that, and she said, good. We all need a break from the internet. We all need to have more human-to-human discussions, contact, interpersonal communication. That needs to come back because we are losing it.
We are losing it. And you can see how valuable it would be to have regular day-to-day in-person human interactions, especially if you're going through something as significant as a spiritual awakening. Because, you know, in the past, when we were living in tribes and as an agrarian society, you had the elders that you could go to for guidance, or the shaman, or, you know, the taita, or whoever it may be that had that higher spiritual wisdom that could guide you and support you and point you in the right direction. And unfortunately, we don't have that in the way our society is structured now. So it's not unusual that you see people getting lost on these spiritual journeys, you know, and it's so unfortunate that we've sort of isolated ourselves away from each other because we see the detrimental effects of it. So again, like, community is huge for any spiritual journey, spiritual shift, or spiritual healing process. You kind of build upon the wisdom of other people who have gone through it or might be going through it or might be able to be that second set of eyes to see things that you don't see, to point out some of your blocks, woundings, and limitations. It's huge, 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 huge. So yeah, I did say if we're going to have a blackout, that could probably be one of the best things to happen to humanity, because now we're going to have to go out and talk to other people, which is not a bad thing, you guys. Like, I know people are anti in-person connections right now. I don't know why so many of us are in this hermit state, but a lot of us are there. We don't want to go out. We don't want to spend money. We don't want to talk to people. It's tiring. It's exhausting. And yeah, I get that. But there are positives to that too. I just wish more of us would recognize and understand that, because that is the way our species is meant to be. We are a social species. And it's time for us to recognize and understand that and see the pluses and benefits that come with that. So yes, I said that.
Have you ever seen the statistic about how loneliness is like worse than alcoholism? Like, loneliness is killing people at a much faster rate than drug abuse, substance abuse.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It makes total sense. Because interaction is built into our DNA. And it's not just for support with the spiritual journey either. Like, when we lived in tribes and societies, you would get support for child rearing, cooking, cleaning. We would support the elders if they were struggling to get around, or if they had health issues, everyone would come and support and provide, you know, help and guidance. And so it was more than just support for a spiritual journey. It was a community that sort of pooled resources, and we all helped each other. And that's just the way our species is meant to exist. And I hate that we've gravitated so far away from that, because we really, really need that. And no one can convince me otherwise. I think that that at its core is the way humanity is meant to exist. I believe it.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree. I mean, that's how it used to be way back before buildings and electricity and running water was ever a thing. We've lost so much knowledge from convenience, from running water, from having electricity, from having a roof over our heads. Like, we have lost so much knowledge. Like, I don't think today's world, especially even Gen Z's, and I know TR can't do this either, but like, TR, do you even know how to read a normal map that's not an app? Like, if someone just gave you a map, would you be able to read it?
I would. I actually learned that because for a little bit I was doing Uber, and I had to learn how to read maps because, like, the Uber navigation isn't the best. And I did develop that skill a little bit, particularly when it comes to roads and navigation that way.
Prior to Uber, I know for a fact, because I know we've had this conversation in the past, that you never even learned how to read a map.
Yeah, prior to Uber, no, I had no idea. It was like Google Maps. Google Maps, tell me where to go. I go where Google Maps says.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, even like, I know so many people that if someone were to give you a paper map, and if I handed it to you, they would be like, I have no idea how to read this. So, like, that's a perfect example of just how knowledge is being lost out of the conveniences of technology. And these are all important skills to have, because what if there is a blackout? Like, how are you going to survive if there's no internet and if there's no AI and you have access to, if you don't have access to all of these things that we've become so reliant on, what are you going to do?
Oh yeah, life skills are they're missing in a lot of people. But again, you know, when we existed the way we did in the past, everyone had some of those life skills in some way, which is another benefit to existing in a community, in a supportive space with others, because wisdom, knowledge gets shared, and it's vital. I mean, again, in my opinion, I think it's very vital for that type of existence because it's beneficial to everyone collectively.
It absolutely is. And that's the, I think this is why psychosis is on the rise, is because people are just becoming so reliant on AI, particularly being a boyfriend, being a friend, being a mentor, being a spiritual teacher, being a coach, being your Akashic Records reader, being your timeline reader, being anything you program it to be. All you're doing is, the people who developed AI obviously wrote a code, right? It wrote a code in to respond to you, to validate you, to make you feel good about yourself. And now people are programming AI, they're giving it names, they're calling it lover, they're calling it boyfriend, psychologist, whatever. And all they're doing is programming it to be a companion. But when are you ever going to physically meet this companion? People are trying to find solace and comfort in something that you will never physically, tangibly touch, meet. And I could see how that can develop psychosis, because you're creating a fantasy on something that will never be physically obtainable. And I think that's really interesting.
Yes. And as we've said, AI is going to play into whatever fantasy you give it. Like, it's not going to question you. It's not going to try to change your mind. It's going to feed into that. And don't get me wrong, I do use AI. I use it for a couple different purposes. Just depends on what I'm doing. Like, I've used it to pull up my current placements. So if there's weird stuff going on in my life, I have used it to pull up information about my chart, where the placements are, what the planets, how that might be affecting me, what I should keep in mind, when's the best time to do specific things. So I learned, as of this recording, that my current placements are really good for networking and communication and finding opportunities. So I've been using it, taking advantage of that time to do things like find jobs and promote Reiki. I've also used it to help me deconstruct some of my own findings when it comes to healing. So for example, I know that I have issues around control, and I've had issues with my nervous system, thinking it needs to be in control and kind of spiraling and panicking when we feel like we don't have that sense of control. And I got tips and tactics from AI on how to navigate that and things I can do, like journaling, tapping, reframing, narrative shifting, ways to go about that, a daily calendar for different things I can do every day to slowly shift that. And that was incredibly valuable. So we're not saying don't use AI. You just have to be very specific in how you do use it, because again, it's going to validate the stuff that is of delusion or hallucination. So you just have to be really, really careful with the prompts, because you know we obviously don't want to see more people getting lost in spiritual psychosis. So if you're going to use AI, you just have to be very, very careful about what you feed into it. Like, I've noticed that it's better if you kind of do some of the work elsewhere, like some of the shadow work elsewhere, and then ask AI for tips and tactics for how you can make shifts and integrate. That's how I've been using it. I don't ask it tarot readings. I don't ask it to like go into my Akashic records or anything like that, because in my opinion, that's crazy. It's not, it can't do that. It's not an intuitive tool. I just ask it for tactics, strategies, and tips. And at least for me, that has been immensely valuable. So again, it really depends on the prompt that you give it. And you just have to be very, very careful to not allow it to validate the things that are not of reality.
Can you give examples of what is not of reality? Because reality is something that we create, right? If we are the masters of our being, and if we create and project the world around us, how do you know what's real and what's not?
I mentioned that I have really only started using AI when I've started to do some of the shadow work and integration. So if you are doing any of that, there's a good chance you have a firm grasp on what your needs are and what you need to work through and work on. If you haven't done any of that, I would recommend not using AI to explore that aspect of yourself. Now you can, and I have. But again, it's because I already had information about some of the stuff that was there, and I have gone to AI to sort of unpack it and put it in terms that I understand and can comprehend. So I think it honestly depends on if you've started that shadow aspect of work yet. And if so, using AI again specifically to help with integrating and finding ways to things that you can do to help you shift. Now, if you're going to AI and you're saying, I had a vision that I was Mary Magdalene and that I'm here to guide the masses, AI is going to agree with you, right? Like, it's not going to say, hey, you know, maybe, well, today it might, but prior, it's not going to say, hey, have you explored whether or not this is a delusion that you're experiencing? So I honestly just think it depends on the depth of healing that you're doing and what you've discovered already. I personally don't recommend, and I'm going to assume Allie agrees with me, that you go to AI asking it to do anything that requires any intuitive wisdom or knowledge or guidance, right? Like going and reading your energy, reading your Akashic records, reading tarot for you, looking into your aura to see what might be there, Reiki or energy healing. Like, I personally do not recommend that you go to AI for any of those kinds of things. So again, personally, if you have already started to do some of the shadow integration, I think there's usefulness with AI. If you have not, or if you are just new to your spiritual journey, like you're just getting started and you're just discovering some things about yourself, but you haven't quite gotten into the shadow pieces yet, I do not recommend using AI personally. That's just my opinion. Do what you will, do what you want, but that's just my personal recommendation.
I think that's fair. And I think that's absolutely great advice, because like I said, I mean, it's taking the population by storm by turning it into therapist, boyfriend, mentor, coach, teacher, whatever adjective you want to use to describe what people are using AI for. And I don't get me wrong, even though I haven't touched it, I have no idea how to use it. I'm not saying it doesn't have its benefits. I'm just watching in real time. We both are. In real time, we're watching and seeing the effects and how it's affecting people and how reliant people are becoming on it and losing ourselves in the process. We are absolutely losing ourselves in the process because people don't want to think for themselves. People don't want to go into their shadows. People don't want to put in the work. People are tired. People just want someone or something just to, you know what, just you plan everything and you just tell me what time to be there and I will just show up. And unfortunately, that's just where we are as a population, as a society. Not everyone is obviously like that. We are just generalizing here. But it is an important discussion to have because we obviously care about people's journeys and what has worked for us, what hasn't worked for us. Tiara and I keep going down these rabbit holes and, you know, we learn things about ourselves, but we also learn things about each other. And we feel like there's value here, which is why we have the podcast and which is why we share so much about our spiritual journeys, because we have either lived it, experienced it, learned from it, integrated it in some way, shape, or form. And we will continue to do that because we're both just such curious people. And one of these times, that famous saying, curiosity killed the cat, hasn't happened yet, but one day it might. But I think it's intriguing. I think it's interesting to be as curious as we are because it allows us to go deeper into ourselves, go deeper into other people, make deeper connections, which is, again, why we started a community, because these are the types of discussions that, you know, can bring us together. Human to human contact, not human to AI or human to convenience or human to astrology, because people are just relying on these external resources to make decisions for them or plan their lives or whatever. And we're losing ourselves in the process.
Agreed. So, you know, I hope that this discussion was helpful, at least in regards to some of the ways that you can navigate your spiritual healing, some of the things that we recommend. And honestly, I think that, you know, what we've discovered when it comes to that journey and the support that's necessary could be considered some spirituality best practices. Still working on that and what that might look like. But it's just, you know, in today's age, the age of technology, it's so important that you guys understand the tools and resources that are available at your disposal and the pros and cons of each. And you know, again, community is huge. We talk about that a lot. We say that all the time. Please do absolutely keep that in mind when you're doing some of the inner journeying and the shadow work aspect, because having another person there or people to lean on when you're doing that work is vital because, yeah, it gets dark. And some of the stuff that comes up from your subconscious is dark stuff. And when you have another support, it makes it a lot easier because you have someone to lean on, even when you feel like you're getting lost in the darkness, even when your emotions are kind of all over the place or they're starting to like take over. It's just so great to have someone there as a support and to lean on and even to vent to, because we all need that. Everyone needs that. So, you know, in that regard, I do hope that this was helpful and you guys have us as well as potential resources, and you can reach out to us anytime if you are looking for support, guidance, wisdom. You know, again, as Ali said, that's why we created this podcast.
Yes, please feel re- please feel free to reach out to us at any given point in time. Our website, again, is still not up. We are working on it. Typically through our website, we would always direct you to email us, but unfortunately, the email is tied to our website. So you can reach out to us on Instagram. We're also on YouTube. By the way, have to speak, get like, give a huge shout out to YouTube. So Tiara and I do post these episodes on YouTube, and we just discovered recently that YouTube will translate our episodes. So our episodes are in English, but the captions, you can be translated into all these different languages, which is amazing. So shout out to YouTube. And so hopefully we can reach more audience with this new feature, which Tiara and I are super excited about.
Yeah, and you can just go to the video and click on the little gear icon, and it will show you the different captioning options. And then there's one at the bottom that's like translates. I think it's translation, or you can translate into any language. And when you click there, all the caption languages that are available are there listed, and you can select any one. So it's awesome.
Yes. And so we're super excited, and we just hope that we can reach more people, because I mean, Tiara and I do pour our hearts out into this podcast. And I know for some of you, it might be a little out there. We get it. We know this. We're not naive to some of the shit that we talk about, but super excited about this feature. And we hope that it can reach more people. And we hope that this episode is valuable to you and things to look out for. And Tiara and I are a support, but I just want to let you know our website and emails are down right now. But you can reach out to us on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. Write comments. We love to hear from you guys. And I hope everyone has a fantastic week.
All right. Thanks, you guys.